WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel, just spinning and spinning with thoughts, like there's no off switch? You know that feeling when you're trying to relax, but your brain is buzzing with to-dos, worries, and random memories? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there are simple exercises, little hacks really, that can help you calm the mental storm and actually feel more present and at peace? That's what we're diving into today, mindfulness exercises for better mental health. Because let's face it, in our world of constant notifications, endless scrolling, and pressure to be on, all the time, taking a break from the chaos is crucial. It's not just about stress reduction. It's about improving your focus, boosting your creativity, and even strengthening your relationships. Ready to take control of your mental space? Let's get into it. First up, deep breathing. Sounds basic, right? But trust me, this is your mental reset button. Just a few minutes of deep, controlled breaths can shift your entire state of mind. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing all that tension. Think of it as giving your brain a mini vacation, just a few conscious breaths away from the chaos. Next, body scan meditation. This one is all about tuning into your physical sensations. Start by lying down or sitting comfortably and bring your attention to your toes. Notice any feelings. Tingling, warmth, pressure? Slowly move your awareness up your body, scanning each part, legs, hips, torso, arms, hands, neck, face, until you reach the top of your head. It's like a mental inventory of your physical being, grounding you in the present moment. Now, mindful walking. You don't need to go on a hike. Even a short walk around the block can be transformative. As you walk, pay attention to the sensations. The feel of your feet on the ground, the breeze on your skin, the sounds around you. Resist the urge to get lost in your thoughts. Gently bring your focus back to your senses whenever your mind wanders. It's a chance to reconnect with your surroundings and appreciate the simple act of movement. Let's talk mindful eating. We all eat, but how often do we actually savor each bite? Engage all your senses. The colors, textures, aromas, flavors. Chew slowly, noticing the different tastes and sensations in your mouth. This mindful approach not only enhances your enjoyment of food, but also promotes better digestion and a healthier relationship with what you consume. Finally, gratitude practice. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything. A sunny day, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. Writing down these things can amplify the positive feelings and shift your perspective towards the good in your life. Remember, gratitude is not just about being happy. It's about cultivating a sense of appreciation for the present moment. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you're at work, deadlines are looming, and everyone seems stressed. Instead of letting yourself get sucked into that frantic energy, take a few deep breaths, maybe even step outside for a quick, mindful walk. Focus on the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, or just the gentle breeze. When you return to your desk, you'll feel calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle those challenges. See? Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master. It's about integrating these simple practices into your daily life. It's a journey, not a destination. Remember, every little bit counts. Take action. Start with one exercise today, see how it feels, and build from there. You got this. And hey, if you find these exercises helpful, share them with friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community of mindful individuals who support each other on this journey to better mental health. Until next time, keep those breaths deep and your minds present.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.